Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to deposit those checks into your savings account, get the best rates. Maybe it's in your future leader's savings account for your young man or young lady that you're raising up, your son or daughter. That's what we're doing with little CJ. Leader's part of our family because they've taken us in as family. They want to be there and make you family and be there every step of the way of your financial journey. Their technology is better. You'll love their online banking and mobile app much better than others. And if you got to get to your cash, don't worry. They've got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America. So no matter where you are in Memphis, you're close to your money. If you still like to do the cash thing, maybe you didn't know October is financial planning month. Whether you want to put together a budget for the first time or want to raise your credit score, leaders can help you and put together a long-term plan. It's going to make your financial journey a much, much brighter one. We know you've got questions. They've got answers. To learn more, visit leadercu.com/ESPN. Leaders is your financial champion for life. Federally insured by the NCUF.
All right, everybody, around this time we do the rundown. Let's get it. Man, what a nutty game it was last night on Thursday Night Football. The Jacksonville Jaguars, for the first time since Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback, beat the Chiefs 31-28 with a go-ahead touchdown. With about 23 seconds left in the game from Trevor Lawrence, slips and falls on the snap, gets up untouched, still gets in the end zone. This, of course, was set up and made possible by what I, Jason, thought to be a relatively controversial pass interference call.
Yeah.
I thought that
People are
was...
talking about it. People are talking about it, yes.
I thought that was a bang-bang play. It probably gets uncalled all the time in the NFL. It happened to get called in that scenario, and it set up the Jaguars at the 1 yard.
Sure did.
And so they were able to hold on. Mahomes really didn't even get close to this. Was not Buffalo Bills magic, you know, from that playoff game many, many years ago. And the Jaguars moved to 4-1, sending the Chiefs to 2-3. Let's talk a little bit about the facts of this game and why it was so nuts. The Chiefs won the yards per play, 7.6 to 5.9. Both teams turned it over on the goal line. Basically, yeah, Trevor Lawrence throws the pick that could have been called for a defensive pass interference. That was not. And then, of course, Mahomes has the pick six. 99 yards. Crazy. 11 yards per play in the first half from Kansas City. 7.5 yards per play for the entire game. Jason, they had a 100 percentile success rate. Offensively, the Chiefs did.
Wow.
Yesterday.
I didn't realize that. 100.
Wow. 100 percentile success rate yesterday. 98th percentile in EPA per rush. They were absolutely lights out offensively, and it came down to, you know, a couple of plays here. You know, again, I think there's, if you want to sort of boil this down, 13 penalties the Chiefs were called for, only four for Jacksonville. And another, I think, underrated piece of their loss was the kicking game from Butker on the kickoffs. It was awful. Mm. I mean, that last drive after they score to go up four, he kicks it out of bounds.
Yep.
We've seen that mistake made lots in the NFL.
Yep.
And, you know, how you – I guess you're trying to really finesse it and finagle it to get to land at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just really not worth it, it feels like, when you're setting these guys up at the 40-yard line.
It's just it's changed the end of several games.
It absolutely has.
I mean, and it's become a huge component of the game.
Yes.
Your ability to get it where you need to in that landing zone.
They gave – I mean, the Jags started every possession, it felt like, at 35 or the 40-yard line. And again, they took advantage, right? I don't think Trevor Lawrence played – perfect by any means. Obviously, the fumble there at the goal line, the interception, but he did stick with it, right? And he had the two touchdowns on the ground, including the game winner. But I would say, Jason, because the question that we had in the cap or no cap was the Jaguars have arrived. And I would say the Jaguars were extremely fortunate to win this game based on all of the numbers and all of the things that, I mean, how many times is Mahomes going to throw a 99-yard pick six? You know, how many times is, Butker going to kick that ball out of bounds?
How many times are you going to win losing the turnover battle as they did lose?
I believe that's the first time the Chiefs have lost a game where they won the turnover battle in like 3 years.
Doesn't happen. Not usually.
So a lot of streaks came to an end. And it's the wacky nature of the NFL.
I see where you're at. No, I think this was a good affair.
I think the Jags, look, they're not as good as their record, right? They're 4-1. I don't think they're a 4-1 football team. Like the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are 4-1. The Jags are 4-1. Who's 4-1 is more real? I would say by far the Buffalo Bills. However, they went out there and they had to do it, and they did it. And they certainly, Liam Cohen deserves credit for the job that he has done. You know, they beat the 49ers on the road. They beat the Chiefs, obviously, this week. So they've gotten some nice wins along the way. So, you know, I'm not trying to say they're fraudulent. I'm just saying that I think Kansas City handed them this game in uncharacteristic ways.
Man, you make a great case that's what happened. I'm looking at the penalties, 13 for 109 to 4 for Jacksonville. That's just unlike the Chiefs. You handed it to them.
It's usually the other way.
We kind of didn't discuss the Chris Jones play. I know many are discussing that play. Controversial or not, whether or not he quit on the play, could he have gotten to Trevor Lawrence if he had run it through? Did he think Trevor Lawrence was down
yep.
and had been touched when he stopped? Because on that touchdown – that camera clearly shows that Chris Jones, their best defensive player, captain on that side, I think, it looked like he quit. Now, I don't know if people are doing this, is it let him get in so Patrick Mahomes, my quarterback who I've seen, you know, conjure up this magic at the end of games, has enough time, as you and I were talking before we walked up the show, we've seen him do it in less.
Yeah,
what was it, 13 seconds?
Yes.
Against the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
And so, you know, maybe that factored in. I will say it's not a good look. They will use it. Andy Reid will use it in film this week. They talked about that already. Certainly, you can't have that from your guy. Because even once he was down, you thought it was over, he could have gotten over there. Who knows if he's able to tackle him, but it just didn't look good on film. So my point, it goes back to what you said. You gave it to them.
You handed it to them
in many ways because offensively, aside from the penalties, dude, you were a machine.
And look, I will
and
say
aside
this.
From not being able to conjure up that one possession magic that you usually and win a game.
It was a hellacious drive to go up 28-24.
It was.
I mean, that was an amazing drive by Patrick Mahomes and that group.
I thought game's over.
I mean, it had to be, right? Only 1:25 left. Like, you know, you've taken the best punch from the Jaguars second half.
Yeah.
But here's where I will give the Jaguars credit. And it was really the play of the
credit,
game.
Right.
That throw to Brian Thomas on the sideline.
Ooh, he dropped it all in there.
I mean, that was a beautiful, that was a perfect throw.
There was that, and I just thought getting up and willing your team in, that I think old Trevor Lawrence doesn't make that play. He falls down, and maybe he doesn't get back up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gets to him. That just looked like a guy, and maybe I have overreacted a little bit with that cap or no. A ride. That felt sort of like I'm different in this sense. I've got a different swagger about me. And in a way, I mean, he just willed his team to that win by getting up and making that run.
He absolutely
Although
did.
Although Chris Jones made it a little easy.
He did. So it was a great game. Chiefs obviously have another all-in game on Sunday Night Football. Detroit comes to town.
Man, it doesn't stop for them.
It does not stop for them.
They end up catching a Jacksonville team that's playing well and has a lot of confidence. That's what I'd say. If you're Jacksonville, you just have a ton of confidence.
No question.
If nothing, coming off of beating the Chiefs in a game like that, where you can say they outplayed us and we still found a way to win.
Yes. I mean, that's exactly right.
That's something where maybe their arrival happens down the road, but it starts from, you know, it helped wins like this help grow it. You know,
yeah, I mean, early. I think if you're
Trevor might be different. I mean, we'll see.
Think about it. You know, 6 months ago, we were all making fun of Liam Cohen for the way he said Duval, right? He was like a meme. He was like, "What's wrong? This guy is a crazy person." And you know, it's a lesson that none of that crap matters, man. None of that media day crap when they're introduced, none of it matters.
No, it's the plays and the moments, and I love that you brought up that throw he made to Brian Thomas, and then again, like we talked about the run, he made the plays when it counted, and that's a guy that, you know, you do that, you're the man.
Yes, you know? 100%, and he's proven that he's a capable coach in this league, I think. You know, Trevor is a roller coaster every game, and he's kind of always been that.
Yeah, and he made plays against a team last night he's not usually beating.
That's right.
You know, and like, that for that, he, maybe for him, confidence-wise and everything else, maybe it can be an arrival.
That's we'll the frustration, see. Right, because he did things last night that still, Super Bowl quarterbacks do. Mm. I mean, the
you
throws he made,
him, right.
And then, the fumble, the pick was bad,
pick
you know.
Bad.
So that's the Trevor Lawrence experience. I think the Chiefs are going to be fine. Obviously, they're gonna lament that they lost this game, but I think they can genuinely look at each other and say we were the better team, and we let that one get away because of our mental mistakes. I mean, that's really what it came down to. The Chiefs were, by any numerical sense, the better team. They were up 14-0. I believe they were 30-0, Jason, in their last 30 games when they had a first quarter lead.
Mm-hmm.
So in many ways, it's just like all that stuff came crashing down last night because of the mentals, which usually it's the other team making the mental mistakes against the Chiefs and them benefiting. So the shoe got on the other foot last night. I think they went against Detroit. Detroit's absolutely ravaged in the secondary right now.
Yeah, and they looked more dynamic last night offensively, the Chiefs, they are getting guys back, getting used to guys.
Yes.
And remember, they're still going to get back. What you say, it's 2 weeks on Rasheed?
One more game, and then he's back.
And so that's what and here's the other thing. I'm just saying it. They're going to light a fire. Chris Jones is going to play a little bit with a little bit more fire going
Absolutely.
Forward because I would, if I'm Andy Reid,
for sure.
I'm using him as the example this week to say this can't happen. We're a better defense than this. And so from that stamp, that's what I'm telling you. I'm with you on what they, you know, them against the Lions this week. Chiefs are going to be fine.
Yes. But
that offense is kind of coming together.
That may be one that they look back on at the end of the year and say, damn, we couldn't get that one. It may be the difference between something.
Well, it may be the difference between, you know, being on top of that division, I guess. I mean, I suppose. I mean, you tell me, who's going to win the AFC West? Because the Chargers have kind of failed us here the last 2 weeks as opposed to what they look like to start the season, including a win over the Chiefs.
I mean, I would still say it's the Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Now you do. Like maybe a week or two ago, we'd say Chargers had the edge.
They're ravaged by offensive line.
Even after this loss, we still both think Chiefs going to win that division, and you're good.
Exactly, because they haven't played the Broncos yet. They haven't played the Raiders yet.
Broncos. Man.
I mean, if you believe Bo Nix.
They shouldn't have won.
They should not have won.
They scored 18 fourth quarter points. So
yeah.
Should not have happened, but that's
I think I would still bet on.
Real.
I mean, it's a leak. I'll bet on Mahomes until the end, basically.
No,
but,
no. That's the right pick right now.
And I'm
sure the odds say that.
Yeah.
That Casey's.
By the way, breaking news in the NFL. The Bengals say they have had enough of Jake Browning, and they have made a trade.
Cousins?
They have made a trade. Shadur, no, I'm just kidding. The other Cleveland quarterback, Joe Flacco. The Bengals have traded for Joe Flacco. Why?
Feel like he's an upgrade over Browning.
Is he?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Browning has been on. Dude, I don't think the team is like even. Jamar doesn't even want to look at him.
That's nuts, man. I think that's pretty nuts.
Why not? Again, it's because of Kirk's salary, I'm assuming, that no one wants to go pay the guy that's actually done something and is not playing in Kirk Cousins. It's interesting.
I mean, is that really an upgrade over Jake Browning? I mean, he sucked in Cleveland.
And they could not have given up much for that.
No, I don't think – but it's like, okay.
They're trying to get through.
There's a ton of backup quarterbacks in the NFL you could have gone after, right? I mean – I don't know. Like,
I don't think you want a real backup, you know, because, again, you're just trying to get through one season would be my answer to what you're saying. Yes, on the surface, of course, you want somebody as good as you can get.
Right.
But you're not looking so good that it's a two you're trying to keep. You're not trying to pay some guy, you know, or have some guy that's.
Coming into the season, Seth Walder of ESPN had Jake Browning as the number two rated backup quarterback in the NFL.
Well, 2 years ago, he was throwing to those guys and doing just fine.
Why not go get, like, you know, Gardner Minshew. Why not go get Anthony Richardson? Right? I mean, how much do you think Anthony Richardson would cost?
I don't know at this point. Colts seem pretty – what'd they sign Daniel Jones to, a 1 year?
I know, but he's going to get another one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They look like they're gonna go all in on him. So, yeah, you would think
I would have. I'm sure they
would
did.
Make him available for less.
I mean, Jameis Winston's out there.
Like Jameis is somebody that I would have gone for over Joe Flacco.
Right, because don't the – Giants keep three. It's why not go get Russell Wilson? Right?
If you're just trying to get through the season.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson was they'll give him away for nothing. I mean, I don't understand the Joe Flacco thing. I would have gone after Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston. I would have gone after Anthony Richardson for sure.
Joe Flacco can't believe that the league keeps employing him. That's why I tell you he's laughing all the time.
I don't know.
The man should be sitting down as an analyst somewhere or sitting on his couch again. But y'all keep bringing him back, recycling him.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, me? They traded for me? I'm a starter again? Man, what in the world?
Full of joy.
Obviously, his veteran leadership is probably, I'm sure Ja'Marr Chase just respects the hell out of him, man. He's going to say, get this old bum off my team after 2 weeks.
Ja'Marr must respect him more than he does Russ Wilson.
Come on, bro.
I mean, who are you answering to over there in Cincy?
I don't know who's running that whole
thing.
They're
a mess.
They truly are. So I don't know, man. But yeah, that's the news. Joe Flacco has become a starting quarterback in the NFL again in 2025.
This dude fails into jobs.
He
fails up into jobs.
The mediocre white man, you know?
He sucked at Indy. And they brought him back in Cleveland.
The only place he was good at was Cleveland 2 years ago.
Yes, and he's living off that still.
No question.
Because he was bad in Indy.
He was awful in Indy. And don't sit here and tell me, because Shane Steichen has just turned Daniel Jones into one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he couldn't do it with Joe Flacco. And then I see Joe Flacco. We all see Joe Flacco in the first 3-4 weeks of the Cleveland Browns season. And he's a mess there. And so now this Cincinnati front office, this is what it is. They're stupid. They're dumb. They're a dumb front office because they never invested in the protection of Joe Burrow.
That's the biggest one.
They paid all the receivers all the money, and they held out with Trey Hendrickson on the league's worst defense, finally ended up giving him a deal, or maybe he's playing it out. I don't even remember how. I think they actually did not reach a deal. I think he's just playing it out, and then he's going to go from there.
I thought they gave him a little raise, but I could be wrong. Either way, yeah.
And now
it wasn't long-term.
Now they're
I don't think.
Yeah, it was a revised 1-year deal. They gave him a pay raise, but he did not get the years that he wanted, right? So I guess it was just a compromise.
Yep.
This is a stupid organization. It's a horribly run organization, and this is what it looks like. It looks like, hey, we're going to make a deal for a backup quarterback. We're going to go get Joe Flacco. I mean, I'm not even sure that's an upgrade.
Yeah. It's too late now because he's in there and he's locked in. But if I were Joe Burrow, I'd be questioning seriously about my career there with Cincy and whether or not I'm ever going to truly reach my potential because of the way the organization runs itself.
Yeah.
I'd be asking to get up out of there.
Yeah. Crazy. Man, this is just a crazy
thing. They're going to waste him. They're going to waste Joe Burrow. But
yeah. Happening. It will not be Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. It will be Joe Flacco as the Bengals make a deal. So the NFL, man, the NFL is a crazy, crazy league.
What continues to be true is that Joe Flacco can fail into a job. That's the one consistent thing about this league. Grizzlies took it on the head last night, 128-112. Wasn't all bad, although surface-wise, you could certainly look at this game, the final score, the fact that Cedric Coward, your prize rookie, went 0-7, and come away feeling maybe a little discouraged. I would advise to not overreact. I think that's been sort of what John and I have been preaching today, even though clearly we've had strong opinions, but what we haven't wanted to do is overreact. And if you look at the way the Grizzlies starters, who usually would be reserves, three of them would be reserves, played, well, you went 57-57 with the Piston starters. And no, they didn't have Jalen Duren, but they did have most of their main guys in there as far as their starting lineup. Where they got you was depth. They outscored you, their bench outscored yours by 16. And remember, no Grizzly starter played more than 21 minutes. Now, no Detroit starter played more than 19. But the point is, it was relatively even, especially after you put on in the first quarter, outscored them by 18. Second quarter, they're putting 50 on you. And so, again, it really boiled down to Detroit's depth and how much more talent they've got down the line, and especially for you right now that's got some of your depth regular season. Hopefully, it will be your depth up in the starting lineup. So no need to overreact. I mean, in terms of the good, KCP and Ty Jerome combined for 31.6 assists, 5 of 10 shooting from 3. That's what you wanted to see from a couple of vets coming in that are trying to adapt to Isolo's system. They looked good. KCP was plus 17. Ty Jerome was plus 22. Again, I'd mentioned 4 of the 5 Grizz starters were plus significantly in the plus minus. I think Jalen Wells was plus 10. Landale was plus 8. Want to see more from Landale inside in terms of scoring. Was nice to see him be able to pop out and hit the couple of threes, but he's not going to be able to live out there. That's why they moved on from Jay Huff. What they needed was that Jay Huff could do that. They needed the physical presence that could set screens, roll to the basket. Sure, popping out's nice, but they need the physical presence that emulates what Zach Edey can do.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, want to see what he can do more around the basket. Can he finish around the basket? I'd mention again, no Grizz starter played more than 21 minutes, so there's no even further further reason not to overreact here. As for the bad, I've got the good, the bad, and the noted. That we talked about it. I think this rebounding thing is going to be an issue all season long. This is not a one-game overreaction. It's the fact that you look at Jaren Jackson Jr., who's not a great rebounder. You look at Brandon Clark, who you wonder physically where he's at after all the surgeries and the procedures. And you look at Zach Edey, and you'd say, whoa, there's a heck of a lot of pressure on Zach Edey to come in and fix this thing. Out-rebounded 55-38. 16 offensive rebounds for Detroit led them to outscoring you 25-11 in second-chance points. And we were seeing that last year. And so, yeah, did it get a little better once Zach Edey was back? Isolo had taken over, sure. But do you have reinforcements that are capable on that bench? Can Cedric Coward help you out there? Gigi Jackson, can he be a factor? Because you're going to have to be all hands on decks, it feels like.
Yep.
Especially with this time that Zach Edey is going to be out, maybe late November, maybe mid November, hopefully not December. But boy, to see the way you got destroyed on the boards, and you probably knew it was going to go their way. But the way you got destroyed on the boards without Jalen Duren out there, you just wonder if that's going to be a seasonal thing, if you're going to have to bring in some help. Moving on, got Boston coming up next. Again, we are not overreacting here. Grizzlies did not have Ja Morant, did not have Jaren Jackson Jr., and hopefully those guys are going to be there on October 22nd when you kick things off against New Orleans. It's unfortunate because you want Cedric Coward playing at Ja Morant speed. You're doing it in practice, but you want to do that against opponents. So, if you could get Ja back, everybody, by all reports and all eyes down at FedEx Forum last night, it looked like Ja Morant's moving around pretty fine on that ankle. I wouldn't mind him getting in a preseason game or two. Jaren, I think we've seen him. He can play catch-up. But I wouldn't mind having Ja Morant for a preseason game or two out of these five. Mm-hmm. One would be fine, where at least he's the one leading the speed. You know, speed kills has been the theme this preseason. We saw last night they were playing fast. They were also turning the ball over. It was one of the issues last year, turning the ball over. Had one of the highest turnover percentages. So having Ja out there with those guys playing at his speed,
yep,
would ideally like to see in the preseason if he's this close to being fine, because by all indications, that ankle's not going to be
right.
An issue for the regular season. Noted the 0-for-7 for Cedric Coward. You want to see him get more comfortable, not air ball threes. I think it's a matter of him, first game in 11 months, as Matt Enfield had said in the interview with Cedric Coward. It's been a while. He didn't play much in college. Let him catch up. He needs to be active, though. It can't just be a scoring thing. He's going to have to, we said, use that big wingspan, use that big body on the glass. He had 5 last night. But he's going to have to, obviously, it's the defensive part of the game, too, that's going to take a while for him. It's a good thing that you got
right.
Jalen Wells as a great insurance policy, maybe as the starter all year long if Cedric Coward can't catch up and get up to speed. So you're good there, it feels like, at the wing. Even Vince Williams got a little active. Want to continue to see that, continue to see him be a guy that just makes things happen. He had 10 points last night, not just shots, but with his rebounds and ability to create steals. Gigi. To be continued.
I'm losing.
You want to see more from Gigi with the opportunity. 18 minutes, 6 points, just 3 rebounds. He was minus 10. Not the worst on the team. I think Pippen was minus 30. But, we said this is an important year for Gigi and that you don't want to get lost in the shuffle. So another game on Wednesday against the Celtics. Hopefully those guys, that bottom depth for the Grizzlies did not perform well last night. You want to see them play better against the Celtics.
Yeah, look, Cedric Coward, one game. Right.
One game.
Gigi Jackson, the sample size is growing.
It's year 3.
This is year 3. And I'm losing faith in him ever being a part of something meaningful in Memphis. I don't want to say NBA because sometimes guys get changes of scenery and different whatever, and maybe they can, find something. I don't know. But Gigi has had every opportunity. I know, I get it. He's young. He's 20. He's this, that, But again, it's about producing. That's the bottom line.
But there's a difference now in that he's got two guys, and you could say, well, Coward's still got to prove it. He's got two guys in Jalen Wells and Coward that are in front of him at the wing. okay, in front of any chance he has to play at the wing. Yep. There's more invested in those guys, and Jalen Wells proved it last season. And then you talk about when Jaren's back. Well, then Santi's playing your backup four most of the time. Where does he get the minutes there? And that's what I'm talking about, being lost in the fold and lost in the mix.
Right.
So if we don't see it off top when he's got the opportunity, I'm with you. It could just be a deal where you're just sort of falling out.
Yeah.
And you're forgotten about because guys have moved ahead of you. And that's a credit to Jalen Wells in the season that he had last year.
Sure.
But they moved, what'd you say? 11 pick on Coward. They're expecting him. I know it was 18 minutes and 18 minutes, but let's be real. There's more of a hope for Cedric Coward right now than there is for you. So that's wing locked up. You're third at best. Probably not even that high, maybe not. Vince Williams is in that mix. And then what are you saying? Where are you looking for your minutes? The backup four? Well, when Jaren comes back, that's...
You're gone.
The best spot you got there is a three.
I think he's going to get squeezed out.
Gigi's in trouble if he doesn't bring it in the opportunity that he does get here early.
I'm telling you that he's concerned. I think he's on the outs. That's my ultimate prediction here. I know that, good guy, good kid, all that, but I just don't think it's ever going to come to fruition in Memphis. I haven't really thought that for a while.
The roster around him has continued to evolve, and that's, it's as much of the issue for him now as the fact that we haven't seen it, when they need it.
Yeah, he just hasn't done it. So, like you said, preseason action continues tomorrow right here on 92.9 FM ESPN versus Jason's MVP. Don't forget, you put that in over the summer with me. 20 cents pays $1 trillion. For Jalen Brown to win MVP.
I forgot that. Make sure you clarify in case my pastor's listening.
I put it in for you on your behalf. Now you want to distance yourself from a...
I mean, it's not like I'm getting the winnings. What does that pay us, 20 cents for Jalen Brown to win MVP?
Let's see. Like what it,
$5?
It might be more than that, bro. I mean, it's that much of a long shot.
Okay.
It pays
a lunch.
It
McDonald's
pays
lunch.
$19.
Okay. We can get a couple combos.
But it's not going to happen, brother. And that's the problem, is that you just made a bad bet.
Well, Celtics going to be 6th or 7th in the East, you're right. I mean, we're not going to win MVP.
They're going to be bad. They're going to be
but
bad.
But it will, let me tell you, it
Jalen
will be.
Jalen Brown's odds have gotten doubly worse. He's now plus 15,000. You put the bet in at plus 7,500.
It will be the Jalen Brown show.
Yeah.
But, in a losing effort, much like a Trae Young show or something.
That's exactly right. That is.
But
exactly.
Our numbers are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, that's a rough outfit. If you look at their roster, it's like they have no bigs. They lost Kornet and Porzingis and Horford. They have no Tatum.
Oh, it's Jalen and Derek White. We run the show.
And Pritchard. They're going to have to start Sam Hauser.
That might be good enough to be sixth in the East.
Maybe.
Everybody's banged up.
Maybe, yeah. But they're clearly just punting on the year. Like, they don't care.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not making any moves to try to compete. They're just going to punt the year and see where, they had to get under the second apron, and they're just going to roll it out. So,
yeah, you can't pay like that when you're not in a championship year. They're just on hold.
Yeah. NBA, man. NBA always fascinating. All right. LeBron James had a big announcement today. I know we didn't talk about this yesterday, but Jason was on pins and needles. He was worried that LeBron was finally going to do it, that he was finally going to announce that he would retire in the NBA. There was like this big second decision is what it was being called. I'll announce my second decision. He's wearing the same outfit that he was wearing, back in 2009 or 2010 or whatever it was.
Boy.
And he said, it'll be.
That's what we do. We just remake everything.
It'll be announced at 11 a.m. Central Time. And, people really, you got to appreciate how naive some people really are about these kinds of things. Like, I saw one tweet that was like, this is either an ad or it's going to shake and turn the sports world upside down. I'm like, dude, my God, if LeBron James retires, you think that's going to turn the sports world upside down? He's 40. It's expected. It's been expected for like 4 years that he would retire. It would not in any way, shape, or form turn the sports world upside down. People are just going to lose their minds over this. Anyway, what was the big announcement? I'm here on pins and needles. Is LeBron James announced his retirement? Of course he ain't announcing his retirement, bro. He announced a partnership with Hennessy. That was his second decision. And I got to say, come on, man. That is just unnecessarily cheap marketing. Like, who believed for one? I mean, unless you were just truly, I hate to say this, a dumb person.
There was no world where LeBron James was going to announce his retirement randomly on a October 7th morning in the middle of preseason. That's going to be a whole...
What was our guess to be? It was a shoe announcement.
Yeah, some product, right? Yeah, some product. Never a retirement. When he announces retirement, it's going to be like, you know, the Chinese military parade, all right? It's going to be like this whole thing where, you know, we have like a float down the, you know, and this is going to be the last go for the king, and it's going to be this, you know, grand production. It ain't going to be no, oh, I'm just going to announce it on Instagram, and that's going to be that. And I don't even know when that would be. Maybe after this season, who knows? But we're going to have to do the farewell tour for LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, like Kareem.
You know, Kobe. I remember the Kobe farewell tour. You know, he had all the cameras following him. They had to put the FanDuel thing behind him every time he talked. It's kind of nuts. But yeah, it's Hennessy, which obviously you're out of the Hennessy game.
How much did they pay him for that?
I mean, obviously they paid him a lot, but I still don't think it's enough for him. I mean, he's a billionaire basically, and you had to pretend that you were going to retire something to get this money. I just think it's cheap. It's like it's a cheap marketing scheme. But we could have done better. I mean, honestly.
Well, put your suggestion in the suggestion box, and we'll consider it. LeBron and company will consider it time as we continue to make millions.
Were you a Hennessy VSOP man?
No. I was cheap.
What did you go with, the Irken Jerk?
I'm just about with that Paul Masson.
Paul Masson, that's
to have
it.
Me sloppy and fat-tongued. I'm not in a terrible time.
No, it's behind
terrible
you.
Terrible time in my life.
But, I mean, you know, you can embrace that, man. It was part of you. You were a Paul Masson
guy. I embraced being delivered from it.
How much would that cheap Paul Masson have to pay you to that get you to do an announcement?
How much would they have to pay me?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, you do it for free. You'd be his
own. No, nothing.
Oh,
not accept it.
Paul Masson,
I'm
how about
sticking
that?
To my principles.
I mean, that's
right. I will not be a bad example. So, my Paul days are over.
I respect that. Penny had a Hennessy deal, I believe, a couple of years ago as well.
Did he?
Yeah, I believe he posted about it on Instagram.
Did he have? He didn't have commercials and stuff.
They employ
some pretty spiffy folks, it seems like, for their latest
basketball players
campaigns.
Are definitely their, you know, their prime influencers, as you would say.
That guy that was in Hamilton, I think.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
One of the other actors, gotcha. I thought had one, where he's cruising, you know, he's walking in New York streets.
Yeah.
In his purple bag. Now, didn't Nana LeBron have it in have the purple bag?
Yeah.
In the commercial?
I think so. I think that sounds right. I'm not a big Hennessy guy, obviously. You know, I've had it before. I remember, I think, our first place bonus we ever got. I think I went out and bought a bottle.
You're a big High Noon guy.
I'm a High Noon guy for sure. You know, I definitely drink all the High Noons. You know, it's low carbs. Low carbs. I think Hennessy's going to have a lot of carbs. I do. If we ever get a bonus again, I definitely will drink some Hennessy, though. It'll just happen. I'll have to do it to support the king. His last Hennessy placement.
Cheers. Brad might toast with you.
I'll toast
some Coke with you.
Can we get you on the books for that, Brad? If you know we ever place again, we can go get some Hennessy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down for whatever. I'm not a heavy drinker though.
It's pretty disgusting, I gotta say. It's not my favorite. I remember that way back in the day, Shannon Sharp had that song Miles with that Yak. Miles with that Yak.
Yeah, I used to sing it all the time.
Yeah. And I would go get the Black and Milds, and I'd get the, you know, the Hennessy, and you know, I would really have myself a little time. But you know, again, like you, those days much behind me.
Good.
But am I
matured? You're a dad now.
Am I influenced by you know, this ad from LeBron? Is that what you're asking? I'd say no. I don't want to rush and buy a bottle of Henny. I don't. I want to just continue to do what I do with the High Noons and the seltzers, you know, and do it that way. But there's your big announcement for all those of you who are waiting.
Speaking of rushing, Jeff Calkins was rushing out of here to go get to Penny Hardaway's media availability today. Did you know that he spoke? And if you didn't,
yes,
we're going to tell you what he said. Here are some of the key things that Jason Munns over the Commercial Appeal tweeted out. I thought this one was pretty good. Penny says there could be 7-8 players on this year's team that he's going to fight like heck to keep. How great would that be?
Be awesome.
Because you wouldn't be replacing an entire roster. We've talked about that. That's hard. That's a hard thing to do. of a college basketball coach. And listen, it doesn't just happen in college basketball. Ryan Sommerfeld's got 70 new players over there. And so a lot of times it's just going to have to be the way you go. We know you're not recruiting nearly as many high school seniors, bringing them in as freshmen like you used to, because everybody's got to win now. And you've got the money to go get these transfers. But that's what we said, is that Penny had to find a balance. So I like hearing that Penny is going to fight like heck, according to the quote from Munns, to keep some of these guys. We talked about it. Tedford, Givens, those guys seem like obvious choices there in terms of guys you'd want to bring back. You're going to play some this year and hope to have back maybe Curtis Givens as the guy you're giving the keys to at point guard this year after Doug McDaniel. He notes that Hassan Abdul-Hakim, who I think a lot of us are looking at as a guy who could be a bit of a wild card, maybe super important for this team, we'll see, still struggling a little bit with his quad injury, according to Munns. Penny says he's getting closer to establishing a starting lineup rotation. But again, and John's continued to talk about Daily Memphian's covering. Part's been over there. Jason's been over there. Or, you know, Sincere Parker's a part, perhaps, potentially, of your starting lineup. And if you don't have him, with his court date having been pushed back, well, then your starting lineup's going to be significantly affected. And certainly how you're looking at it is going to be. What we know is that Penny has to have operated, you know, sure, perhaps Sincere's been a part of practices and everything behind the scenes, but you have to have operated with a plan B here of what it would look like without him. And he's got a ton of options, to be honest with you, at guard, although you'd think a Doug McDaniel, Sincere Parker is probably the highest ceiling 1-2 backcourt and makes the most sense. Doug's got a right wrist that's taped up, but they're saying he's just being cautious with it. As of right now, that looks like some of the most important stuff. Again, a lot of questions still, as the Tigers, still got a few weeks before their exhibition opener. They've got Arkansas and Auburn, correct?
Yep.
For their exhibitions, kind of jumbled up together right there at the end of the month. So a lot still to figure out, a lot of practices still in between now and then. And, hopefully a lot of time for Penny Hardaway to find the, find the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys that he's going to play, in addition to Sincere Parker, because you're obviously going to probably have to have someone in that starting lineup if Sincere's case is going to continue to get pushed down the way. Did you see anything else that he had said that jumped out at Munns? Wasn't the only one tweeting about it, but that looked like the important stuff. And even the talk about next year was good news to my ears, because we've talked about it. Penny going to do this for the long haul, and certainly seems like he intends to. You want to make the job a little easier, and we've noted the best teams in the country last year, you know, had guys back.
Yeah.
And so getting as much continuity as you can with the roster, a way you want to continue to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like just reflecting on the fact that this is going to be season number 8 for Penny Hardaway.
So did he, apparently.
Yeah, like, I just don't know if when he took this job in 2018 that you know, it would go that long. You know, and I think, you know, it's had its moments, right? It's had good moments. It's had bad moments. It's kind of had everything in between.
It's lacking a Sweet 16 appearance.
It is lacking
like
a Sweet 16.
Lacking a conference title appearance.
That's right.
Still things are missing.
Ryan is on track right now.
Absolutely.
Is Memphis on track for a Sweet 16? I mean, that's one of those things where you're not on track until you are. So we'll let the season play out and see, you know, where they go. I'm excited about it. Look, I we talk about it and we sort of, you know, sing the same song, but I do. I think that there's a lot of upside with this group. You know, there's a lot of mystery and intrigue with this group. If certain guys take steps, then I think it could be a season that's better than we think it could be. If some guys don't, you know, and, you know, it's you're going to have you're going to have problems on the inside and things like that, then it could get kind of nasty. So I hope that doesn't happen. But I do think that risk is non-zero, that, you know, this season is not what we hope it will be, which is basically not winning the American, right? Like, if you don't win the AAC, that's a bad year. That's just the way, you know. Maybe if there's
it's the expectation. Sure, are you still in the tournament? Are you, you know?
Right. Is there a scenario where you can not win the AAC and make the tournament?
You were decent enough in in the non-conference that you earned some, whether it's quad ones, whatever it is.
Exactly.
There's that. That's not success. But making that tournament is also part of the expectation every year. If you made it as the second team out of the American, although that hasn't happened very much lately, then that's it. That'd be one level of it. But come on. Penny's knocked out. He's checked off boxes, regular season conference title. He did that last year. He did, you know, conference tournament title. He's done that. The next box is Sweet 16. He knows it.
Yep.
And that's when you're in year 8 and you're looking at what you don't have, that's the next step up. And so, listen, what I like is that this isn't just a one-off, at least it sounds like. You're talking about a dude that's, you know, you wonder how much juice has he still got for the gig.
Yep.
Right? Because last year, might have been your best team just in terms of chemistry. You get the five seed, it all fizzles out right off top. I mean, that's hard. And you're replacing guys each year. Let's be real. We've continued to use this case, and I will continue to. But Penny Sprott, losing P.J. Haggerty, man, the way they did,
yep,
that would frustrate the heck out of me as a coach.
Yeah.
Because I would look at it as, dude, we had a good deal for you. But more importantly, like, I just got you, helped get you the AP second team, you know, all honor. I'm a point guard, first team NBA. You want to learn how to be a point guard. What do you mean you're leaving me? I thought we had a good bond. Like, that would frustrate the mess out of me. And there's nothing you can do about it because that's the nature of college athletics right now.
Yep.
And there is no contract you can sign this guy to. You got him 4 years. He's locked in with you. You decide whether or not to trade him. And, you know, that professional world that Penny came up in as a player. And so I'm just amazed that he continues to want to hit it with the effort that's required, right? Not go lazy on you, give you some. No, he's trying. But again, you know, it's not going to be box checked off until your Sweet 16, until your Sweet 16. And Penny would tell you the goal's even higher than that. I know he's back down off the national championship talk, but listen, man, I'm glad he's thinking about next year.
Yeah,
because in the end, I'd rather have a Curtis Givens getting developed and can help me multiple years.
Absolutely,
a Tedford getting developed in it than a Sincere Parker coming in here and we're just trying to have one good season for him so he can look good for, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
For scouts, I want the most for the program.
No doubt about
so
it.
So hopefully that happens along with winning.
Yeah, facts. So good to hear, man. I'm excited. About. You know, the season gets kicked off here before you know it. And you got that, what are they calling it, balling on Beal? You know, we got that coming up. So,
oh, that's right. That's right.
Should be a blast here with Memphis basketball. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Frank Bonner is going to join us in studio at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, the latest there, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
ESPN.
Now, I think that J&J is a perfect pair, I got to say. I think it works really well together. But there's more than just us as the perfect pair out there. Like the double Sonic Smasher and a free large drink, Jason. That's like the J&J of lunch or something. You know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Or dinner. That Sonic Ice, I don't know what makes it, you know, different, but it does. It hits different. Get over to Sonic and redeem that in the Sonic app. Make sure you have that Sonic app downloaded so you can get the best deals all the time, like the Double Sonic Smasher, the Vanilla Trick or Treat Blast, the Corn Dogs, the Mozzarella Sticks. It's all good at Sonic. It's America's Drive-In.
In the mornings, you can get you that salted caramel toffee, iced coffee for only $2.99 to get you going. Not like those $7 fancy coffees you have to get from elsewhere. So expensive. Not at Sonic. And you can do it with your breakfast. Don't forget, Sonic's got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but their breakfast, often overlooked, so good every time. Their ultimate meat and cheese breakfast burrito is always a hit. It's got crispy bacon, savory sausages, golden tots, fluffy scrambled eggs, get you going in that morning. Point is, you've got all the options at Sonic all day long. Make sure you download the app to take advantage of all their deals. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right. So, NFL week. What are we on to now? Is this week six? By the way, our man Steven Ruiz is going to join us later this week from The Ringer.
All right, quarterback rank.
We got to talk to him. I was texting with him last night about Geno, and he says he's going to give him one more week.
Okay.
Says he's going to give him one because I can't remember exactly what he said, but he says he's going to give him one more week, and that quote we may need to get Max Crosby up out of there, which I agree with. Like, I appreciate that he's loyal. I appreciate that, you know, he got paid and he's being a professional, but nobody should rot. Nobody deserves to rot, even if they're making money. Let's trade him to a contender. Let's get some assets for him. What did Micah get? He get something like, he got a first, right?
Oh, I don't remember the haul.
It was a big one. Honestly, it looks good for the Cowboys.
I mean, you ain't getting Michael Parsons haul for him.
I mean, you don't think so?
I mean, what's the age difference?
Micah Parsons. I'm trying to see what he got. Micah Parsons is 26. Mm-hmm. Max is a little older. Max is 28.
Well, not as much older as I thought.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't remember exactly what the Micah Parsons deal entailed. I know obviously a big part of it was paying him, but it was Kenny Clark. And two firsts. Let me get that. Let me get a real player and two first-round picks, and you can have Max Crosby.
Two first rounds for Max Crosby. Good luck.
Max Crosby is a dog. He's a beast, man. He's on that level. He's just a little older, but I would say he's on that level of Mike. Anyway, we're talking about fantasy land. Feels like they're not even talking to anybody about trading Max Crosby right now.
7.5 sacks last year and shortened season.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not his best year last year. But again, you know, when you're double teamed and you don't have any help, you know, it's kind of tough.
That's true.
He hasn't really ever had, you know, anybody on the other side to make up for it. So I'm just saying, man, whatever it is, even if it's one first and a second and a player, I'd do it, you know, just to get him out of there and start the rebuild. We've been so uncommitted to doing that we keep kicking the can down the road with all these stopgap quarterbacks, and we never get anything out of it because we never pick high enough to actually get a game changer, franchise changer.
You know that man's got a tattoo on his chest of Muhammad Ali, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan?
That's Max. He's a different cat, man.
Says be legendary. It's three brothers.
The Condor.
On his white chest. I love it.
On his white chest. You know,
because we're all one.
Tyler Hero has a
brother?
No.
A brother on his chest? I was going to say.
Yeah, he does have a chest tattoo. It's of a tiger, though.
For a white man to get black man tattooed on him,
mm-hmm.
Man, he's for the cause.
That's right.
Is he not?
Yeah.
That's got to be rare.
Yeah.
I mean, how many white dudes
he's basically,
got tattoos,
you know,
of black men on them?
Martin Luther King. I mean, it's of
legendary,
the NFL.
Max Crosby said, Ali Bryant Jordan on his chest.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's an interesting. It's an interesting, you know.
No one's ever
trio.
Said it.
No, I'm a little rattled. I never really thought about it like that. But I guess when you,
I mean, if you were gonna get a black man tattooed on you, what black man would it be? this question's tough for white men.
It obviously had to be. You know, I know you don't.
No, Brad says it's not tough at all. Actually,
we know who he'd get.
This gives you time to think, who and Brad has his man,
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
It's a good guess.
Bro, that's a great guess.
It's a very good guess.
It would say Malcolm and me.
No, it'd be that Jordan logo.
That's not a black man.
Well, you have to
ask. That's not a black man.
Because apparently
that's a logo.
The what's on Max Crosby are pictures of Ali, Bryant, and Jordan on his chest, Brad.
They're well done, too. I'm looking at it.
So we're saying if you're going
to
get the actual face of the black man.
Number one, I would get Zach Edey's tattoo artist, by the way. The art, that Tom Lee work.
You made me nervous with the start of that.
No.
Zach Edey's tattoo artist to do it.
The artist who did Zach's work is... friggin'
all right,
unbelievable.
Start.
So I got to start with who would do it,
right? All right.
By the way, if you want to advertise on 92.9, if you're listening, tattoo artist, Joe, come on, call us. Jordan's got to be right up. You can't just do the logo. It has to
be. I mean, he is from Illinois.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine.
And
that's
he was
your
a Bulls
answer.
Fan growing up.
It's something with Ozzie Smith. I'd probably do the wizard backwards.
Ozzie Smith.
You know, doing a backwards.
Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith's a good one.
Ozzie Smith. And I do the flip where he's midair.
As long as we can see the face. And it's not right. John, have you had time?
Okay, John.
I mean, I don't think you're going to count him. I don't think you'd count The Rock.
No.
Not today. Give him an X on that.
No.
I mean, that's
again,
the answer.
He's going to. Rock saw, has I, several heritages.
I saw the Smashing Machine over the weekend. Mm. I meant to give you my review.
Yeah.
For us, that's a cop out here for you.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it is the answer.
Because you let you.
Not the answer.
You've been the preserver of his draws ever since the show started. So let's get a different answer.
Non-rock black
man. Non-rock brother.
Yes.
Highest level to you that could bless your flesh.
Art Shell.
Damn.
This guy should be on Def Comedy Jam. It should bring him
Damn.
Back, this fool, Art Shell. The first black coach of the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, historically.
That's good.
Historical, it has significance.
It does.
I mean.
No, I mean, it's tough, dude. It's, I mean,
he's not, think, he's not taking this seriously.
That doesn't, that's disingenuous.
No, I mean, I don't know if, you know,
again,
Max was doing like.
Channel your Max Crosby.
I know, but he was doing like, I want to get the greatest athletes tattooed on my chest. You know, he had a thing. He had a plan, you know, like.
He could have had Jim Thorpe on that thing. Super white and great. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
but he didn't. He had three brothers.
He wasn't going to get Wayne Gretzky on there. I mean, he's, you know.
No. Nope. Who was the guy who was in your first week, the African-American hockey player?
Willie O'Ree.
Yeah, he could have put O'Ree on there to make the four.
Yeah.
I don't think O'Ree meant a lot to the show. I'm not sure. Personally, John, to have it on his flesh.
No, it was a good moment in time. Mm-hmm. I think I would probably recreate the scene with Uncle Stevie and Ed Eccles on my chest.
Falling down the stairs?
I think like that.
See,
would...
I opened this up for a joke like that to come back and hit me in the face.
I think that's what
and
I
it
would
was,
do.
It was well done. It was well done to see to have that scene in the middle of the Civil Rights Museum.
I mean, I think you could have like the backdrop of the exhibit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.